Bert Baylor made a deliberate choice to live off the beaten track. This was obvious when she gave us directions to her house, complete with warnings about big rocks in the road. Her directions were simple and clear, but it still wasn't easy to find Bert Baylor's house. She lives in the Sonoran Desert near Aravaca, Arizona, just 15 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. She lives a very simple life by choice.
No, I don't have electricity, but I have a little bit of solar. And I have a kind of an indoor composting outhouse.
That's Bird talking to a radio talk show a few years ago. Her home in the desert is a sort of work in progress. When we finally arrive at her front doorstep, it looks like several projects are underway at once. And the one getting most of her attention right now is the flat tire she got last night.
Well, you got down the road.
I did. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Come on in. This is Dale. He's fixing my tire.
Hi, Dale. How you doing, man?
That's me.
Ned, if you have any problems, give me a call.
Bert Baylor lives in a rustic house on the edge of a wide arroyo. The only hints of modern life are the solar panels on the roof and the pickup parked in the driveway. She invites us in for a cup of coffee and to hear more about her love of the desert and how it inspires her writing.
Just a minute. Are you recording and all set to go?
She starts by giving us a tour and trying to remember how long she's lived in the house.
I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but I'm saying 25 years. All that time, the house wasn't built. You know, we were just camping out here. And everybody who came to work, we just slept outside. And everybody, a lot of people in Tucson came out and worked on the house. And at least a third of them had a clue what they were doing. A few people were really good. There's a real pleasure in just building your own house, I think.
Bert has enough solar power to run a few lights and then relies on batteries to power things like a radio. And for her, that's sufficient. But she does have plans to get more solar panels someday and fix the broken windmill that's groaning in the wind up there. But if you ask her if she likes living in the desert with barely any modern conveniences?
Yeah, I do. I think it's fine.
Are there any times it's been frustrating?
Well, not really. I enjoy when I go, if I go away to talk or something like that. I mean, these elegant hotels, and I think, this is the way people live. Can't believe it. But I'm always glad to get back to this.
Bird likes to write outdoors, often at a couple of desks she has set up in the backyard. Both have views of the arroyo.
You can see what a nice place to work. The trouble is you get easily diverted. You think you're going to sit there and write or something, and then pretty soon you're following a track. But I do like to work outside. And I have two manual typewriters. And it's hard to find manual typewriters. Well, or a yellow pad. I like to have paper around.
Bert Baylor was born in Texas, but grew up in Tucson. That's also where she made her early mark as a writer. She remembers writing for several newspapers and magazines.
It was a wonderful place to grow up. It was fun. It was small enough. The first job I ever had was writing for the Tucson Citizen, and I loved doing that. I loved being a newspaper reporter. I was actually a terrible reporter, and so they just let me write features all the time. And so I got to do that, which is more fun than being a reporter.
She also wrote for City Magazine, which is long gone now, but still remembered for its mix of political, cultural, and environmental writing.
When Chuck Bowden was an editor of City Magazine, at first he said, all my friends owe me one piece for the magazine. And then later on he said, all my friends owe me two pieces for the magazine. And I wrote for it more than that. But that was fine. And actually it was a good magazine. I loved it. I wish it were still going, not just to write in, but to have to read. All of the people who were writing for that were people who just loved being out camping and hiking even more than we loved writing about it for the magazine.
Bird's love of writing about the desert led her to start writing books. More than 25 have been published, and nearly all are still in print. Most are classified as children's books, but she says she never set out to become just a children's author.
I never decide on anything. I just sit down and do it. I enjoyed it, and one of them, for instance, which is a children's book, it was published in Red Book magazine, and they thought it was for adults. And they just published it as a regular thing. They didn't say it's a kid's book. And I think a lot of things are like that. It's just very simple. And it could be for anybody who likes that kind of thing. I just write about things that I believe and things that I do. And everything is mostly nature. Or a kind of a connection with nature rather than looking at it from some other perspective.
Our time with Bird Baylor is drawing to a close.
Well, thank you for your time and the tour.
You're welcome.
As we pack up to leave, we ask if she'd read a few lines from one of her books.
Sure. Wait just a minute and I'll pick it up. Oops.
Bird Baylor's simple life is confusing to some and comforting to others. But she's happy. When we left her that day, she was sitting in what she calls her winter office, which is basically a desk and a chair just sitting in the grass. It gets plenty of sunshine there, and sometimes the desert winds get going and blow a few sheets of yellow notebook paper around. But there is a nice view of the arroyo, and that's really what matters.
All right. Sometimes people ask me, aren't you lonely out there with just desert around you? I guess they mean the bare grass and the yuccas and the cactus and the rocks. I guess they mean the deep ravines and the hawk nests and the cliffs and the coyote trails that wind across the hills. Lonely? I can't help laughing when they ask me that. I always look at them surprised and I say, how can I be lonely? I'm the one in charge of celebrations. Okay.
I'm Mark Dugan for Arizona Spotlight.